Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We welcome in from CBS, Jerry Palm, to talk all things college basketball. Jerry, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're okay. College basketball used to be different here in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you that much. What if I told you 5-6 years ago that you'd be doing your bracketology and it had Penn State in it, but not Pitt? Kind of hard to believe.
Well, Penn State's not in it yet either, but certainly they've got a better chance than Pitt does. Yeah, it's really surprising, you know, to see how Pitt has fallen on such hard times. But, you know, maybe they'll bounce back. Not this year, obviously, but future years.
Now, Jerry, if Heather Like and Pitt went another direction and let Coach Stallings go, would they look bad across the coaching landscape for this job?
I'm sorry, say that again. If they let Coach Stallings go?
If they let Coach Stallings go, would Pitt look bad as a university or as a place where a coach would want to come here feeling maybe the leash is too short? With the hand that Stallings was dealt, people say it wasn't a good hand. A team that gave up and now having 9 new faces on it. If they let him go after 2 years, has it become a less attractive job?
I think so, yeah. I mean, unless really the only reason that you could kind of justify that is if, you know, obviously you're recruiting now to try and catch up. Like you said, the cupboard was kind of bare when he got there, so you would have to feel like that there's just no progress even being made on that front. And if that's the case, then I guess I could see it, but it's still a pretty quick hook, and it's already a difficult job, so I don't think you want to do things that are going to make it less attractive.
Jerry, there was that story that broke before the season began, at the end of the offseason, the FBI investigation, and 4 assistant coaches got fired. I think 6 big-name programs were brought up, and now there's a follow-up that's starting to trickle out that there are as many as, what, 32, like 2 or 3 dozen schools that might also be involved in this. How big do you think this is going to get, and what kind of a ripple effect will that have over college basketball?
Yeah, I think I saw that report. I think it said something about half of the, you know, maybe half of the teams that were in the 16 that were revealed by the committee last Sunday could be impacted by this. That would not surprise me at all. There was really no reason to believe that what happened in October was anything but the tip of an iceberg. So, the FBI, you know, keep hands close to the vest, right? They don't really talk much. Even getting a leak like this is kind of unusual. So it's, this story is not over, and a lot of teams are going to be impacted. And to what level they are impacted, I guess, remains to be seen. But even the teams that, you know, were impacted in October, I mean, we saw a Hall of Fame coach get fired at Louisville. We saw 4 assistant coaches arrested. All of those programs, except for Auburn, are struggling this year. Auburn has been one of the big surprises in college basketball. You weren't sure Bruce Pearl would keep his job through the end of November, and here they are in first place in the SEC and a projected number 1 seed in my bracket. It's an amazing year for them.
Follow us on Twitter, 937TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Joined by Jerry Palm, CBS, covers college basketball, does a lot of bracketology. Oh, let's get back to that scandal for just one moment, though, Jerry. I have arrived at the destination for me where nothing they say will shock me. If somebody says a player got paid $1 million, his family had 3 houses built, and they have one in the Dominican and one in Florida, nothing's going to shock me. You're there, too?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You know, it's somebody. Yeah, I don't really think there's anything left that could be surprising, right? I think the it'll be interesting to see what the NCAA does with all of this once they get all of the information, because this is really, you know, the kind of stuff the enforcement staff can't do. Like, they don't have subpoena power. They can't, you know, they can't just force you to give stuff up. They rely on people to come forward. Well, the FBI has got weapons that the NCAA does not in terms of investigating. So all of this stuff is being handed to them on a silver platter. What are they going to do with it? You know, Louisville, you look at that case, that's a potential death penalty case. I mean, they are on major probation for the stripper scandal that went on there. And not even a year later, they've got a guy on tape saying, hey, we got to keep this on the down low because we just got major probation. That's what the death penalty rule is for programs that just don't get it and just don't care. This is the classic case. So will they use it for Louisville? That's probably the extreme end of what the NCAA could do. But you could see wins vacated. You could see players ineligible. You could see coaches fired. You could see programs ineligible for the postseason. There's a lot that the NCAA could do with this.
How many teams could there be involved in this?
Well, I think the report just said, you know, upwards of three dozen maybe. That's, you know, it's Adidas, right, that they were targeting initially. They'll probably go after some of the other shoe companies too. I don't know, you know, how safe. There are programs that know that they're safe because they know that they're not dealing with this. But a lot of people are probably having some sleepless nights.
I want to ask you about West Virginia. I'm looking at your latest bracket. I think this is your latest bracket. It has them on the five line, which I guess is about right based on where they're ranked. Is West Virginia just like a whole lot of other teams, where it seems like this year more than ever, and it seems to get maybe this way every year more and more, that anybody can beat anybody else, and then it doesn't matter all the way down to like a double digit seed could end up winning the NCAA tournament this year.
I can't identify that team yet, but that's the way this year has gone. I mean, look at how many teams. You talked about West Virginia being seeded about where they're ranked. The rankings have nothing to do with seeding. The tournament committee doesn't care about that. But you look at just the number of losses by teams ranked in the top 10 this year. I think I saw that after last night, when there were three more, 62 teams that were ranked in the top 10 have lost this year. And that's a record for this deep into the season. And it's not just, you know, like a team loses once and then they bounce back. It's multiple losses. You know, it's losing streaks for these teams. They lose two or three in a row. I mean, Purdue's on a three-game losing streak right now. It's crazy how these supposedly really good teams don't just lose, but just can't get it. They can't rebound right away. They can't bounce back. And, it's been a weird year in college basketball.
Jerry, is there a quotient or isn't there about last X amount of games, how you finish? Or is it now swung to a game in November, December, Christmas, or Thanksgiving time counts just as much as a game that your last two or three games?
It used to. They used to actually have, like, your record in your last 10 games, and then they expanded it to 12 on the team sheet. It used to be a factor, but that's been over a decade ago that has no longer been a factor. And that made sense, actually, because some teams have to make their cases in November and December because that's when they get their better opponents, and some can do it in February and March, and you need to be able to treat the entire schedule more holistically. So, that hasn't been a thing for quite some time.
So then you could throw – then conference, really, if you talk holistically, then it's overall record stronger than conference record.
Conference record has never been a thing. How you perform in your conference has never been a factor. You get judged on your entire season. Your conference is part of the season, but your conference record and the conference standing, that's not on the team sheet at all.
Which is fascinating to me, because do you know how many times we heard Jamie Dixon and Ben Howland before that tell us and tell everybody, this is the greatest league in the history. You know, the Big East, the old Big East people, used to love to beat their chest, Jerry.
Well, but here's the thing. Your conference results and schedule is a part of who you are, right? So if you play in a really good conference, you're probably going to have a good schedule. You might pick up some quality wins by virtue of playing in a really good conference, right? You look at the Big Ten this year. The Big Ten's terrible. Nebraska could finish 14-4, fourth place in the Big Ten, and beat one team that'll play in the NCAA tournament. That says a lot about the Big Ten, but it also says a lot about Nebraska's schedule in the Big Ten. And all of these conferences have unbalanced schedules now, just about. The Big East and the Big 12 are exceptions. So you can't really judge anything by conference standings are useless. They don't tell you anything about what this team has done over the course of the entire season. But Purdue has been the higher-seeded team even though Michigan State and Ohio State had better conference records, at least until last night, because Purdue did stuff out of conference that those teams didn't do. And you're judged on your entire season, not just your conference.
I see another seating that you have here, and Colin mentioned Jamie Dixon. Of course, TCU right now anyway tracks to get in, and you have them playing a game in Pittsburgh, which is interesting. Is that kind of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge kind of a situation?
I didn't know it until you told me.
Yeah, that's okay. So that's a coincidence. But you?
And by the way, things like that are always a coincidence in the bracket. The committee doesn't have time to think about stuff like that. They might not even all know that kind of thing. It's just there are so many bracketing rules that you have to follow. It's such a regimented process that sometimes stuff like that comes up and sometimes it doesn't. But it's always coincidence one way or the other. They don't avoid it and they don't seek it out.
Jerry Palm, CBS, a resident expert, brackets and everything else. Jerry, we thank you so very much for joining us. We'll chat again soon.
All right, anytime, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.